Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world.
In the world.
Remix player. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Waking up on the prowl every night, going out. I know you, you know me, from a bar on Halloween. Whiskey ice, Friday night, she's moving in, hands are tied. Cause I know just what you do, my love.
It's called Drink on a Friday Night Live. Getting y'all ready for the weekend. I know y'all gonna do something crazy. Y'all might be doing something special. I don't know. Let's go over here and check in with Miss Unbelievable right quick. Say hello on a Friday Night Live. What's good, Ma?
Hello, hello, hello.
How you feeling?
Monstrous.
That's good. That's good. It's always good when you come in here with a little smile on your face. You know, when you come in with your little face balled up, a little gnarled up. You know, it usually gets a little crazy around here. So I'm glad to see a smile on your face. So that's always good.
Yeah,
that's always good.
Because I got a full-day weekend. Wait, 1, 2. Yes.
Okay. That's what's up. That's a weekend all to yourself.
A weekend all to myself.
Okay. That's what's up. Us older folks, we know that's hard to get. We usually got something else to do. Grandkids or something else going on, but you got a weekend all to yourself. That's what's up. That's what's up. So,
yeah.
All right, let's see. I know we got who's bumping who, who's getting fat, stuff like that going on tonight, correct?
Yes, always.
Okay. What we got going on with that?
Okay.
News.
We got Maya. You know, we got my girlfriend, the stripper. We got someone who was with Dr. Oz back in the day. Yes. So those should carry us through, you know, a little bit of the night, a little bit of the night. That's it.
Okay, so we got a little something then.
We got a little something, something, you know, a little something to give the lovebirds something to hear about before they go do what they do.
Oh, she said lovebirds.
Scrooge. Scrooge. I don't know where you have Scrooge, okay? I don't know why Cupid shot you in your ass, but I'm going to need you to pull that shit out. Like, for real, for real.
That was your man up pep talk?
Absolutely.
Really?
The fuck up. How about that?
Garbage. Let's get into something a little more yummy for Valentine's Day. Ugh, I just threw up in my mouth. JB,
and make sure
yummy. Friday Night Live.
Watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy. Watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Can you stay flexing on me?
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, yeah, that yummy.
Yeah.
On with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, 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 yum. You got the yum, yum, yum. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yum.
I need a pep talk for Valentine's Day. Ugh, I just threw up in my thoughts. 563-999-3411. Call in and help her out. I got one more track to go, and then we're going to come back, open up the line. I don't even want to know what the hell y'all doing today, because I don't give a damn. Get it? So, all right, this is Kissy Lee. I'm not even going to play that one. I'm going to play this one, Close the Door. I like this one right here. Friday Night Live, getting y'all ready for the weekend. Y'all, Valentine's weekend. Y'all got something special going on? Don't nobody give a fuck. Friday Night Live, Monsters Radio, online radio with the roar.
Man, I got options. I just want to see if you can change my way. I got bad habits. If you show me how to act, I'll cook some tacos, clean the kitchen. If you give me that feeling, babe, I want to feel it. I'll stay in the house I got. You could keep me throwing it back. Like Usher, you got it back.
You got it, you got it back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm just trying to do right.
Right.
So hit it just for me tonight. Oh, yeah.
Guess I need a pep talk. 563-999-3411. Y'all gonna help her out tonight, cause it's gonna be rough on y'all. Lovers in the building. Hope a cockroach impregnates your pinky toe. So all right, Miss Unbelievable, we back. So we got our entertainment news. Do you have you probably do. You look like the type of person that would have something like that. Do you have some spoken word or something for Valentine's Day?
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
See, I just could see it all over your face.
Hold on one minute. You should have said that before you went to break. I could have had this. But, you know, I'm always ready. You know what I'm saying? Give me a second. You know, won't you talk about your disgust for Valentine's Day and how you got to be so disgusted with Valentine's Day, you little sour puss? Take the bunch out your panties, damn it.
I hope that wasn't your pep talk to get me to talk about it. Let me see if I can find you some background music to go with your sexy spoken word. Does this work?
Yeah.
Damn, that almost does sound kind of sexy. No, it's not going to work.
So.
We're not going with that shit.
It does
No. Nah, fuck that. No. How about this?
No, too bouncy.
Yeah, gangsta shit. Let's go.
Too bouncy. Huh. Don't you rap how asshole you did. Yeah.
That's not no lover music. Y'all can't feel the love
no.
for that.
Can't feel the love.
Oh, all right. Let me find something else for you. Let me see what else I got. Some
Can
Valentine's.
You play the first one, sir? The first one works.
That's a Valentine's.
And stop being, you know, play the first one, sir. No!
Not the, okay, my bad. Okay, I got you.
You play too much!
You ain't gonna like this one, but okay. Damn, music just went all the way, didn't it? There we go. Told you I ain't gonna like it.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I can't express how to make you love, feel my love. I can't express how to make you feel my love, but I can express how I love. I know that the moment I felt you in my arms, that this was going to be something special. You gave me every type of butterfly all deep down inside. From the first time I held your hand, I felt secure. The first moment I felt you inside of me, I wanted to cry. It was an unspeakable joy I can't describe. I know I wanted to care for you, make all your dreams come true. Talk with you and encourage you. And I know that I am the queen for you. I can't express how to make you feel my love, but I can express how I love you. I may be crazy. It be day and night. We don't speak or hang out. But baby, I refuse to let you go. Waiting for you faithfully has been the best feeling in the world. Showing me strength, endurance, built confidence, and stamina I never knew I had before. Removed old baggage and prepared a queen that is ready for you. Can you say? Because I can say. I will never leave you or lie to you. I'll be faithful all my life. Nothing is more important to me than to make you feel the luckiest and blessed king alive. With all my love, prayers, and time, I'm going to create and continue to bond deeper with you. A bond that nothing or no one can break. My heart and soul are connected to you, and I understand the uniqueness that lies within you. See, I can't express how to make you feel my love. But I can't express how I love you. I feel what's best for you is best for us. Going after the dreams and plans of our life and getting this bag, that is manifested and destined for us. Walking in future as a dream team, you know what? We are unstoppable and unbreakable. My heart is strong for you. I can be my complete self around you without judgment, and that nourishing for my soul. I smile knowing I love you the way you make me feel, and I want to stay and spend my life with you. I can't express how to make you feel my love, but I can express how I love. Once again, I can't express how to make you feel my love, but I can express how I love. And if you didn't hear me the first two times, let me say it for the final time. I can't express how to make you feel my love, but I can express how I love. I love you. That's all of me speaks. Happy Valentine's Day to those lovebirds out there. I hope that you can feel the love that is in the air, minus the arrow in his ass. He do love y'all. He just hate the day. And I kind of do too.
In my mouth.
I kind of do too. I hate that it's commercialized, but I don't hate the love that is expressed. Can I say that?
Okay. You can say it, but okay. We won't even go down that road.
Let's go.
Blah, blah, blah.
Let's go.
Man.
Go there. What you got to say?
I'm not going to ruin y'all's soggy day. It is what it is.
How can you ruin that soggy day? It's the day.
Anyway. So what we got on this, who's bumping who? And who's getting packed?
Because okay.
You over here make me want to be a player once more with all that doggy shit.
You know
what? I'm making mixtapes up right now.
Making mixtapes. Okay. So I went and I was like, ooh, I want to have some more, you know, lovey-dovey stuff since you, I did this right for you. So Vanessa Bryant did an emotional Valentine's Day message to Kobe. She said to my forever Valentine, I love you so much. Missing you so much on your favorite holiday. Ti amo per sempre. Along with this emotional message to the Lakers legend, Vanessa also posted a throwback photo of the two with the famous Lauryn Hill song playing in the background. Kisses to you and Gigi in heaven. Vanessa said, happy Valentine's Day, my babies, with all my love, you boo-boo. So, she's like really sick right now. She also wrote, love catching up with you. She also posted like a text that was back in the day, love catching up with you, my love, you know. So, she really is feeling the somber love that she had for her baby. Here's another
one.
I'm keeping up with the loved ones. Maya, she posted yesterday on her Instagram that she was getting married. And so, and she was in this beautiful wedding dress on the beach posing, and she did get married. She married herself. Maya told us she revealed her wedding partner on Valentine's Day. Turns out it was herself. She just dropped a music video for The Truth where she plays the bride. Maya's been holding a big secret for months. We've learned that she said, I do, in a super secret wedding down in Chilean. Sources close to the singer tells Maya walked down the aisles back in December in a very intimate ceremony on the island nation off the African coast. We obtained pictures of her in this gorgeous gown. If the wedding seems like a shock to you, it's unclear who Maya's spouse is, and she publicly hasn't dated anyone for years. It's been reported that she was with the DeSean Jackson, Larry Johnson, the rapper Jay-Z in the game, to fill a few. But Maya walked down as a 40-year-old with no ball and chain, and congrats, she married her damn self. Her damn self.
She probably was the smartest one out of all y'all out there. Damn, she said. Hyped it all up, and then come to find out she's married to her music. Mm-hmm. y'all don't want me to go in, like I said, she's probably the smartest one. Some of y'all over there going talking about it, talking about, oh, she's so dumb. You're getting cheated on right now. What else we got?
I think that was the best thing that anyone can do for themselves is to literally love yourself like that. And she didn't get married to the music. I think she got married to herself and finding herself. So, I mean, but, hey, that's a new thing. Yeah, so.
Can you imagine, though, if she really had a man, though? Can you imagine, like, right now how he feel? Right now, for real, he'd be like, for real? So you going to do all that? You ain't going to announce her? You going to marry yourself? oh, wow. Okay, y'all always find a way to make everything about y'all. I don't care what y'all say. That's almost like Christmas. Y'all women think y'all slick. Y'all be talking about, it's just for the kids, but let me buy something better for the kids I bought from you. It's going to be a problem. Some hands has been finna be thrown on Jesus' birthday. I'm sorry. Okay. I probably should play some more music. But I'm going to let you go ahead with these who's bumping who, who's getting fat. It better get a little more ugly around here. That's what I'm going to say. You over here throwing soggy, and I'm trying to make a break. It is.
Yeah, okay, so y'all, my girlfriend, the stripper, she said the bounce back says the fall was a blessing in disguise. Of course, she went on the Wendy Williams show. Says the ordeal is a blessing because it's forcing her to get out the stripping game. She suffered injuries and her jaw was still wired shut Friday when she appeared on the William Williams show. She described the fall and aftermath as the worst pain she ever felt, and she wished that upon no one. She's 24. She's been praying for something to force her to quit stripping so she could go back to beauty school to become an esthetician. Wendy surprised her with a $10,000 scholarship to help fulfill that career. Speaking of financial help, the general manager at the Texas Strip Club where she performed hit her up and will be also helping her with her medical bills. The cost is going to be expensive. She detailed her injuries, the visible ones, also the hidden ones, which are pretty gruesome. She, as we first told you, she said her pole dancing days are over because the fall really scared the crap out of her. She received tons of other offers from strip clubs and has been asked to appear in music video ever since she accidentally went viral, but her answer is still no dice.
Right. this might be her tragedy to triumph. I mean, I hate to say it, come out of that situation, but they say a lot of things come out of tragic situations. That is something tragic. Yes, we all made fun of it. You know, I did it the whole, all week. She died. That type shit. But, you know, you got to applaud her for trying to push beyond the embarrassment because those are, sometimes you can't just sit and let things happen. You have to get up and make action to counteract what happened. Like, can you imagine how she would feel, say, like, if she didn't try to do anything that was productive from this, how long they would make fun of her? How that could spiral, you know what I mean? If she let it, that could push her into depression, all kinds of things. You know what I mean? I've seen part of the interview. I really don't watch Wendy, but I'm going to be honest. When she said that, when I was skipping the channels for a hot second, and she said that the young lady was going to be on there, I stopped and I looked, and I was surprised. And I was really, let's see, I was inspired. I've seen a lot of interviews. I ain't seen nobody do no interview with their mouth wired shut. Yeah, her mouth was wired shut and talking like this when she talking, she would give an answer. So when she gave an answer, this is how it sound because, you know, she can't move her lips yet. Her jaw's not healed all the way yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, that's just a person who's not just going to – see, I'm going to stop. She's not just going to lay down and let something bad happen to her. She's going to bounce back and recover from this. And that's what's going to happen.
I mean, this can be.
So
like, I know, because the bounce back, you were about to say something, and
oh,
I could feel it.
Oh, that was so hard.
Very good, sir. I'm very proud of you right now in this very moment. You just don't know how proud I am of you in this very moment that you refrained from that joke that you was about to make. I am so proud of you because it was coming on the tip of your tongue. I felt it in my bones, but you refrained from it. But like I was saying, whenever a stripper's trying to get out that business, because they say it's a dog-to-dog world. Like, they say the stripping club is one of the hardest working jobs that you can have because it's degrading, but yet it's good money. So how do you take yourself out of it and put yourself in a better position? Because if you're good, and if she was known for that pole, and this was her first accident on that pole, she's known. She's making money. Like, if that wasn't her first time doing that routine, and that's what she's known for, and this was just a fluke accident that she fell off the pole, I'm just saying, you know, now this can be something where she can now go chase her purpose and go chase her dreams from, you know, having that temporary fix at that point just to make it through. And I'm kind of happy that, you know, some of the people are coming to rally behind her, because now she can really go and see what works for her and what is her purpose. And she can love herself like Maya did and marry herself and be the best esthetician and beautician that she can be. I mean, there's money in there, but not as much as she used to will get. So I hope that the transition will be enough for her, and that the tragedy would be a reminder that that was enough. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I ain't gonna do nothing but wish her the best. You know what I mean? So.
All right. So we're going to a breather. I got two more.
Yeah, we're gonna take a breather.
That's good.
I'm gonna be nice.
Play a good song.
I'm gonna. A
Come
good song.
On. Yes. Stop it. You know what? Y'all going to see DJ Imansa get beat down on the radio. I'm just saying. Y'all going to hear
I'm
going to
play.
It ain't for him getting it in. Okay.
I'm
going
to play the best Valentine's Day song there is. We going to play Pump That Trick by DJ from Hustle and Flow. I'm fucking with y'all. This right here is Bell Bills the Ball. Y'all don't like it.
Hey, yo, Ty. You know, I'll be seeing you backstage and all that.
This is called Finally. Some of y'all finally found that one. Valentine's Day. Monsters Radio, online radio with the Roar. It's unbelievable. DJ E Monster. We now got Jazzy B. We gonna come back right after this.
Part of me, and lay it out for the world to see. I've been lost.
Yeah, okay. If that's how you feel, Belle Biv DeVoe, finally featuring SWV. Somebody's got it right. So, all right, we coming back. Valentine's Day. Motherfuckers, you. Oh. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable. We got Jazzy with us now. What's good, Jazz?
What's happening in?
Hey, hey.
Hey, girl. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Fuck this day. I'm just playing.
That's right. What up, dog? Fuck these motherfuckers. They all could get it. we on the who's buffing who and who's getting fat. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, what we got next? Who's on the chop block?
All right, insane double murder 911 call. I shot them in self-defense. I'm a celebrity nutritionist who once appeared on the Dr. Oz show and The View to hawk a weight loss product, shot and killed his ex-wife and her husband. Robert Lindsay Duncan can be heard saying, "I tried. I shot two people and his wife as they pulled in the driveway in Yellow Springs, Ohio, but he shot them instead." Duncan said, "I shot them. They came up to my window and had a gun pointed at my wife." He said, "They came up to our window and had a gun pointed at my wife's head. The other one got out the car, went over to the car. They tried to shoot my wife." That's what he said. He then said he shot both of them and both are down. Duncan's wife reveals one of the victims is her husband, ex-wife, and claims she's been trying to kill us for years now. Duncan tells the dispatcher he believes the man he shot is still alive, but the woman is dead. According to law enforcement, who was on the scene, says alleged attack by Duncan's ex-wife and her husband have been planned because the two arrived in separate vehicles and one of them had a counterfeit Ohio temporary tag. The wife confronted Robert with the gun as they arrived the home, and a shootout ensued. Duncan, he has permit to carry. He shot back in self-defense and hit him, and around the same time, the lady pulled up and pointed her gun at the wife, who was still in the car, and he shot her too. After 5 years, claiming the ex-wife was trying to hire to murder him, that's what Mr. Duncan said. He said he wasn't going down without a fight, and he ain't going. I'm going to protect mine at all costs.
Damn!
What y'all think? Yeah, this ain't no TV show.
Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this, Jazzy?
Yes, I did.
What did you hear?
I read the same story, Miss Unbelievable just read.
He came through. He's like, "You ain't killing mine. I got this." But see, this is what happened when you keep trying to run up on folks. You don't know what smoke they have. And you don't know if they sharpshooters. You don't know if they're experts. You don't know if they're beginning. So if he shot him and she pulled up trying to do the same, she missed the time, first of all, because they're supposed to pull up together. So she might have got caught at a light or something. Because when you pull up and you got a plan, you pull up. You don't pull up one after the other because one going to get it and one's laying in the ambush. You pull up together. So she must have missed what corner of the town or something because, yeah, that was a terrible plan.
That's why I don't be scared to go nowhere by myself. My mom be like, "You don't need to be walking by yourself at night." I be like, "Mama, do you really think somebody's going to run up on me?" It's gonna go completely wrong. I am the wrong. That's, I said the same thing about the little kidnapper vans. I'm the wrong one to grab. Your day gonna go real bad.
But it's just like, wow. Like, I don't know what to say. I'm in awe. Man, it's like, today, I think shit. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Is this like the most dangerous part of new relationships today? A motherfucker and their ex? For real, like,
yeah.
You try to date a motherfucker and another motherfucker can't let go. Now you sitting outside the window. You get what I'm saying? I mean,
Yeah. I've been in that situation too. I have been in that situation.
I just don't. I don't know how to call it. I can't call it.
I had an ex come to the restaurant where me and my new nigga was, like, and sit at the table with us, like, bruh. I was like,
oh my god.
I had somebody I was dating was like, we was sitting, we was eating. He was like, yeah, girl, if I ever see you with another man, I'm gonna shoot him first and then you. You said what? You said who? I said, oh, okay. Check, please.
Like he came and sat at the table with us and was like, bruh, she didn't tell you. And he looked at me and I'm like, I'm just shaking my head like, no. Like, what are you doing? Like, he was like, bruh, she going to be mine for the rest of her life. I don't give a fuck who she with. And I'm like, then the new nigga looking at me and I'm like. Like, what do you say in this situation? Like, oh my god, this nigga is crazy. Don't say nothing out of line. He might kill both of us.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Don't look him in his eyes. Don't look him in his eyes, baby. I know. It's not the night to be tough, honey. No, not tonight, baby. No.
Look at me.
You got a snicker. Right. Look at me. Do you got a snicker we can get this little man? You got a snicker we can give him because he's tripping right now.
And he's on his way to this day.
But my ex-husband my ex-husband gonna tell me when you get now. He's an ex and he married. He said when you get married, I'm gonna sit in the back of the church. I said no, you not. You ain't gonna know where I'm going. He goes, oh yeah, I'm gonna know. I follow you. Oh, the hell was wrong with you? No, we can't have that. We can't have that, bruh. You will not know where I'm at at all. Understand me.
That reminds me of a meme that they have on the internet with a goat, and that little goat be going, hell no. Oh, hell no. That's just.
I was like, what's up? I realized I'm eloping. Won't nobody know where I'm at. Won't nobody know I'm ever married. Won't nobody, my kids, my mama, my grandmama, nobody. I ain't telling nobody when I get married. Nobody. Why? It ain't your damn business because y'all like to talk too much. I ain't telling nobody. I probably tell somebody a year or two later.
This is one of the reasons why I'm in the state of Georgia. For real. And he has threatened to come here several times.
I'll pay his neighbors, flatten his tires. Hey, look, I'm going to give you some money. I'm going to send you some money on this Cash App. I need you to flatten. No, I'm going to stop. what else did we have on this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat on Valentine's Day?
Okay, this is our last one. I don't know if you guys have credit cards, but One United Bank is a black-owned bank, and the chief operating Terry Williams is doubling down and standing firm behind the Harriet Tubman debit card. The bank says they are unapologetically black, and she says we are not changing our debit card at all. The image on the debit card is definitely going to stir up debate because she's posted with her hands crossed as the Wakanda style forever pose, and is really pissing a lot of people off. One United Bank says it's the largest, America's largest owned bank, announced a limited card Thursday in honor of Black history. The image on the card shows Harriet Tubman making fists with her arms crossed over her chest. In this pose that was popularized in the Black Panther movie a couple of years ago, and y'all know the gesture of the solidarity for all citizens of the fiction African-American nation of Wakanda. So if you guys want to get some black-owned business, some money, go to One United. It is definitely the America's biggest owned by the blacks, and you will be able to get that card. Be able to get that card. And she said, we got dear white people to weigh in on the issues. It's interesting. It seems very good intentions, but this message is misconstrued. They are not switching. Get over it, white people.
Well, damn. Is that like from the hood, Black Bank? Because they just like, fuck your feelings, homie. Okay. You know what I mean? Hey, y'all got to raise that the fist on that one. You dig? Hey, I don't know what else to say. I think that's gonna be a classic card, debit, credit card, whatever you want to call it. That's gonna be a classic card. There's gonna be people who ain't even gonna have money in that bank that's gonna get that card.
And on
that,
and when you go to One United Bank, it says join the movement, not join the bank. It says join the movement. Mm-hmm. Come on through.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's something great to talk about during Black History Month. You know what I mean? Because hey, that's making a move. That's making a change. Now let's hopefully. No, we're not going to say hopefully. We're going to stand by it, and we're going to make sure there's not going to be no malice in no kind of way. Nobody screwing nobody over, all that extra stuff. Because that's the only thing that's going to hurt anything that's really trying to make a mark on anything. It usually falls from inside. Somebody trying to overdo somebody else and some other stuff. So, yeah, so I'm glad to hear that it's there. Because like I said before, hey, we can't be asking somebody to give us and treat us a certain way on their platform. It is what it is. We have to control our own. We want to be represented a certain way. We want certain things said on our behalf. We want certain things to motivate us and what we want to do and our agenda. We have to do the same thing they did. Build your own platform. And that's what they did. I love it. Now, I'm giving them love on Valentine's Day. Yeah, okay, one positive for it, but that's different. That's different. Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
what
is.
Else we got? See, I'm not back
that's
into my
it,
mood
right,
on
sir.
This Valentine's Day.
I mean, that's
day.
Just put it up, though. I'm just saying black love, black unity, black banking. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Support the movement. Support that black old business. Yes. Black
so Friday Night Live, what parties going on this weekend? Any big parties going on this weekend? Any events we know about?
There's tonight there's Taberna Soul Night. Where there it used to be like the old Trigs that we used to have here in Minnesota. And now it's a different place. It's where like it's the uppity club. So that's going on tonight. That starts at 8. Tomorrow, and I may slide through, it's called Tangible Thoughts Open Mic. And it's the Solemn Speak may be stepping through.
That's what's up.
There's a comedy club going on at the New Hope Cinema Grill. He Say, She Said, that's some comedy. If you're interested, there's some bonkers music going on tonight. That's where our live music, Snack Attack is performing. So that there you go. If you're in Minnesota, there's a few. The Poorhouse got some music of love going on tonight. Yeah, if you like some bowling, they got some midnight bowling going on tonight.
Oh, okay. So I guess, tonight's the night. If you're going to do something, somebody got something going on, especially in couples, vibrations, as we going to call it. And, And I hope y'all have a good time.
As you swallowing all that in.
Yeah, because, oh, there was some other stuff I so wanted to say. Oh, my goodness, I hope somebody steal your girl purse and your car don't start when y'all get ready to leave there.
And yet you said it anyway.
I hope the police show up and they don't like you. I hope the police show up and they don't like you. Ugh. Hope your credit card gets declined.
And not the credit card declined. It had him standing there.
Yep.
You hope the flowers die too, and she slaps him over the head with the car, the flowers, because the car got denied. You hope all that too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oof.
I hope the flowers he give you is weed, and then y'all get pulled over, and they take the weed. That's what
I
hope.
Okay, now why you got to bring, hold on. Why you got to bring weed in it? Can't we leave the weed alone?
Okay, my bad.
I hope
he buy you cannabis, and then y'all get pulled over, and they take your cannabis.
Okay, that's the same thing. Won't you say, I hope they, I mean, something different. Come on, man. Leave the weed out of it. It just, just leave it out. What, you hope that he came and bring it to us? Is that what you're talking about? Come through?
I didn't say that. No, that's criminal.
No, they can't bring it
to us. No,
No. We ain't gonna accept it. We ain't gonna tell them to leave it. Do the knock, no.
You act like we're in the project. Stop right now on Valentine's Day. So what else we got? We have something else we had to put out here before we get up out of here.
What do you think that they should dress? How should people be dressed tonight? And be nice, please. Don't be nice. How would you want your lady to be dressed for you tonight?
I don't know.
Jazzy.
Yes, ma'am.
How would you like your man to be dressed tonight for Valentine's Day if y'all was going out?
Oh, I thought you was oh, never mind. My mind completely went somewhere else.
See, you better be glad you said outside at the end because she was about to go hammer.
I want to wear a bow tie.
A bow tie wasn't even included.
Well.
But if we was going out tonight, it would be, I need to see something different, like, you know, little formal attire, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna
unfortunately,
do it?
I don't
do
got
it.
That nigga. I got a hood-ass nigga, you feel me? Tired of this nigga.
Yo, what's about?
My bad.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Lord, help me.
Oh, she
I thought
me
I was standing
my
in
foot.
My head. I need a nigga like for real, cause you know, like I like going dancing, like you know how they dress up with the little suit, like I like going to formal stuff like that, and I'm not able to do that right now, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. I think a lot of times, some people they do forget about that. You know what I mean? Sometimes they get comfortable, and they forget about, like, we got to go do special shit. Like, fuck everybody else. We act like it's our prom night. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to get super duper. It's about us tonight. We finna go floss on the world, baby. Tonight, you dig? Put on your dance shoes. Mm-hmm. We finna go turn these motherfuckers out. We show these youngins how to get it in, or show these old heads, because, you know, there's always an old school couple in the club trying to show their ass. There always is
that old couple.
You be like, right, you'd be like, I'm trying to bet on which one I'm going to snap a hip first. Who thigh going to give out? Who going to catch the cramp? but there's always an old couple in the club trying to show their ass. You sometimes you got a baby that's gonna be a we finna challenge their ass tonight. So yeah, yeah, I get that right there.
I get that.
I need that
yeah. side.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that special time, like, you know, where you get to show out, like, you get to show your style and his style, and y'all put it together, and, like, you fresh to death. You like, we about to be fresh to death, even if it's just, if y'all not going, but y'all going out to eat. Like, you don't have to dress casual. I mean, put on your gear, and they sit down, and be like, where y'all going? Just doing us. Like, you got to step it up. Like, I think we getting older, and so we have to get out that young mentality and then step into the world of maturity and see how fun it is. Or we get caught up in, let's stay this way, because we need to step our level up and see what's all about. You know, going
we
to...
We always want
to
go out in jeans and a t-shirt
yeah.
and shit.
We may need to go to an opera or a theater. We need to step our game up because there's business there. There's money there that we need. But we keep
right.
going to these clubs that ain't, you know, that they hustling like we are. Nah, we need to step it up, be, you know, put on your finest. That's why you always need to have your finest in your closet and not just whole clothes. Like, you got to have a mixture of stuff. So when you go out, you they like, oh, they blending in. Who that new couple is? I need to talk to them. I need to find out who they are.
I got formal dresses and can't even fucking wear them. She just hanging in the closet looking pretty and shit.
Mhm.
Damn. Yeah. 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 At one point, I had to switch up my some of my wardrobe because I was like, yeah, that's all I had was whole gear. You did. That's all I had. So yeah, I had to get me some little pointed stuff. Had to get my game right. Because you're right. Yeah. Some of us be like, ooh, I can't wear that. I can't wear that. You know what I mean? It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. I'm trying to think that I had something else to say off of what you ladies are talking about, but it totally skipped my mind right now. Y'all trying to make me happy, and I'm fighting it. Not tonight.
I'm with you, E.
So, it's almost tap-out time. Anything else y'all want to talk about? Black Friday
really?
Of love. That's what it is.
Oh
Black
God.
Friday of love.
Fellas,
mm-hmm.
fellas. Make her head hit the headboard at least 3 times. That's all I'm going to say.
She is talking to somebody. I hope you're listening. She's talking to somebody. You ever like
pull
somebody be like the same person? She'd be like, who are you talking to? You're like, I know you're
pull
not just saying that. You talking to
somebody. Pull my hair a couple of times. Okay, I got one. Lady, if you got your guy coming over, clean your damn house before you take pictures. I'm just saying.
Facts. Clean your fucking house. That is the fucking fact.
Yeah.
And
your coochie.
Some of y'all in y'all pictures.
No, wait.
Some of
wait,
y'all
no.
in y'all pictures.
No. Change your bed sheets. Let out the same thing. Be there the same time you was there last time.
Look, the whole station was like, ooh. Oh, my goodness. Tell me why the sheets turned. Friday Night Live, Valentine's Day. I can't predict this shit. They say what the hell they want to. I don't know what to say, y'all. Look at God. Y'all have a great weekend. I hope you do something special. Don't go off of my vibrations. Make your own vibrations. But y'all should be showing each other love every day. I'm just going to leave it at that, and I'm going to ride out.
Hey,
ladies,
wow,
make sure
love
your
y'all.
Pinky toe ain't hanging out your stocking.
Oh, thank God.